breaching our country's laws, you have to be approved of a certain age range you can bring home. You can't just say, we're going to bring a kid home. So,
and they go, oh, sure.
We were approved for, I think, you know, birth to 18 months or 24 months, something like that. So we get all the way there, and they tell us, oh, we don't have a child for you.
The last week we had 6 infants, but, oh, we're so sorry, there's no one in your age range. But we have a 3-year-old.
Yeah, and they had apparently, you know, emotionally blackmailed this child into telling them that your parents are coming to pick you up today because we were walking up the steps to this place, and this small child was yelling out, Mama, Dada, yeah, which was horrible to think that they would do that. And then, and we couldn't legally bring that kid home, you know.
So we get back to the hotel, and the next day our translators say, well, what do you want to do? And we said, you know, we said, we want to file a complaint, and we want to get a baby. And so they're
We've come all this way.
We're not leaving. And so they bring us paperwork, kind of frightened, and hand it to us. And we write to the Ministry of Education exactly what we were told. So apparently the director of the orphanage did not appreciate us telling on her. So she called her friends in the mob. And the next morning we find out that someone has broken into our translator's office and has stolen our file. The translator takes us down to breakfast, and we enter a room that's it's in the hotel. It's in the basement of the hotel, and normally it's completely empty. We're the only people in this hotel. And that morning, it's filled with men who, I swear, look like they are from The Sopranos.
Yeah.
They are
the Russian version.
Remember the one where the Russians come and beat up his sister? I mean, that's what they look like. Their arms are the size of basketballs, and they're dressed in mobster clothes, just straight out of a movie. And they're all sitting there, and Murat is he's sweating and shaking.
They look like they wouldn't think twice about just ripping your limb from them. Yeah.
And he's shushing us, don't speak English, don't speak at all. And I'm yelling at him that I am here and I want my child. And all of a sudden, in comes a man escorted by a good 4 other mob bodyguards. And he is a short man with dark, thinning hair, dressed to the nines with a coat on. And this is August. And he comes in, and they take his coat off of him and hang it on the chair and sit him down. And Murat is about to vomit at this point. So we have the head of the Russian mob coming in, just sitting there looking at him, saying, basically, you continue to mess with me. You continue to mess with the orphanage director, and things are going to be handled. And David and I are trying to pretend like we're clueless, because this doesn't happen. This doesn't happen to Americans. This doesn't happen except in movies. And I'm still yelling in cuss words at him in front of the mob guy. And finally, Murat gets up and takes us out of the room, because the message is clear that what's going to happen. And our file magically returns to his hotel room. And that's about when we get the call about Anna. And you took that call.
Mm-hmm. A few days pass, and finally we get this, you know, they're basically searching all the other orphanages in other parts of the country, and it's a pretty large country, and so there's several different regions where there are orphanages, and so finally they find one that fits what we're allowed to bring home, which is a child, I think, under 2. And
who has not already been wink-wink promised to another family.
Right, that was kind of the tricky thing, and so they found Anna, who ended up becoming our daughter, and they called and told us, you know, we have this child, and she's, you know, it's all the way across the country, and you're going to have to ride in a bus for 12 hours. And I was like, fine. And then they said, so here's her, you know, I said, you know, we just need information before we commit to doing this, you know, just basic vitals. Like, you know, I could plot her out on a growth chart, and which of course we had with us, and it was like, okay, she's fine. She's perfect. She's in the 90th percentile and all that. And they said her birth date, and I wrote it down, and it happened to be my birthday. And so that was kind of like a sign, like, okay, we got to do this, you know, so.
Because this was a huge leap of faith. I mean, she had some very scary medical issues on paper that if I had been at my computer in America and I'd heard, I would have said no.
Yeah.
No. I can't do this. But I'm in this other country, and they said her birthday was David's birthday. And I said, this is my baby.
Yeah.